The Tribune reports that none of the South Bend Housing Authority's properties passed their most recent inspection last March. Zoe Randall's father currently lives in the Housing Authority property at 501 Alonzo Watson Drive. She says complaints about bugs, electrical problems, and water damage in her father's unit have gone unanswered.
Whether they pay him $5, $500, or $5,000, they have a right to live in a clean, safe environment.
Rodney Gadsden, president of the South Bend Tenant Association, says residents need to be moved out of struggling properties before they deteriorate further.
The immediate solution is removal, then fix or assess. If it's fixable, fix it. If it's not, scrap it.
But Housing Authority Executive Director Catherine Lamberg says that can't happen overnight. She says the property's needs have to be balanced with the community's ability to absorb displaced residents.
There's more that goes into it than somebody not liking how a particular unit looks and saying, move everybody out.
Lamberg says she understands residents' frustration, but that changing the Housing Authority is a process that will take time. Gemma DiCarlo, WVPE News.